This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Work sucks. They don't. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Take it on the chin Monday. Not just the Ravens. Maryland men's basketball. Women won. Maryland football. Yikes. Navy got shut out by Tulane. We'll get into all of that as the show rolls through. But, of course, the big news, Ravens losing at Pittsburgh as 3.5-point favorites. Let's not forget that. Ravens are favorite in the game. First place on the line. Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. We'll be hearing from him later in the hour. But let's bring in from the Baltimore Banner, talk about what happened yesterday and get ready for the Chargers coming up a week from tonight out in L.A. From the Baltimore Banner, it is Kyle Goon. Kyle, thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time as always. And for the Ravens, licking their wounds. Fourth loss, fourth conference loss, second division loss. Inexplicably lost to the Browns. I mean, it is what it is. But on a frustration level for the Ravens, now that this Steeler, whatever it is, I mean, they've got your numbers thing, they own you, however you want to rephrase it, is it starting to become maybe a mental thing for the boys in purple here?
Listen, how could it not be? How could it not right. be? How can we sit here and talk about losing 8 of the last 9 meetings, and Baltimore has had really good teams during that time, including the one they have right now. Just more talent. The Steelers, you know, they didn't exactly show out yesterday. I mean, the defense was good, but the offense was struggling. They didn't get a touchdown, and the Ravens still make enough mistakes, 12 penalties, 3 turnovers, 2 missed field goals. I mean, that just tells you that this mental approach is not working. Not to mention, I mean, it just seemed like they were wound up tight all week, and I think that kind of starts from John Harbaugh and trickles down.
Yeah, they Pittsburgh, I mean, they were ready to play. Now, what'd you think about the Ravens' special teams? I mean, because there was penalties, there was missed kicks, there was all kind of mess-ups on teams.
Man, yeah, yesterday was a pretty tough day for me personally because I talked to Justin Tucker earlier in the week and talked to him about his issues, pulling it to the left, and I wrote, you know, he deserves time to figure it out. And I think that is still true in a sense, but man, it was tough. The game right after I wrote that for the Baltimore Banner, Justin misses his first two kicks all to the left. And, you know, I mean, on one hand, it was good to see him recover. But on the other, I mean, this is Pittsburgh. He's been very reliable in Pittsburgh. Actually, that was the first field goal he's missed in Pittsburgh since his rookie year. So, you know, it just continues to be a really tough season for him. You know, he's still just really in middle age for kickers, not really on when kickers usually decline in the NFL. So I'm not really sure what's going on. And Justin said, you know, I don't think it's really a pattern. We take kicks but one by one, but clearly something is up.
What Lamar seemed a little off early. Like he was missing some throws that he normally makes, I thought.
Yeah, not only missing throws he normally makes, I thought he was forcing throws that he normally doesn't make.
Agreed.
Passing into tight coverage a couple times where he throws to Zay and Nelson Aguilar downfield, and I'm sort of thinking, hey, what's going on there? And, you know, on one hand, I think, you know, even though the offensive line has to take credit for some of those penalties, you know, I think another thing is Lamar holding on to the ball. Lamar, you know, not finding a lot of short, executable throws. And I think the Steelers did a very good job of putting themselves over Justice Hill yesterday and taking away one of his kind of sweep, you know, escape routes and maybe forcing him to hold on to the ball longer and maybe drawing some more of those penalties that way. But Lamar's just got to be a little more decisive and play a little more within himself. Like we've seen him play all year. That was the frustrating part. We've seen him play much better than that. And it's Pittsburgh again, and he struggled again.
Now, Tre'Davious White, I thought he played well. Stevens continues to stink, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Pittsburgh did a fairly good job of matching him up with Pickens. And also their tight end, Freiermuth, you know, just giving him looks where he was physically going to be outmatched, especially with size. And, you know, there was, I think, one of the final drives that they had where Pickens picked him off twice, just going up and down the sideline. And, yeah, it's a tough deal for Brandon Stevens, but, you know, he's got to play the ball. He's got to look around, and it just seems to be one of those consistent things that is happening, especially in the long completion. George Pickens, he gets a drop right in the barrel from Russell Wilson, and Brandon Stevens never turns his head.
Kyle Goon, Baltimore Banner, joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Taking on the chin Monday, Ravens lose 18-16 to the Steelers. And look, Kyle, we can talk about missed field goals, and we can talk about inaccurate quarterbacks. We can talk about turnovers, but the penalties continue to be a season-long issue for this ball club. How can they tighten that up in the final weeks of the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really interesting question, and I think one thing is definitely, as I was getting at earlier, I mean, you know, ball out faster, which is not usually Lamar Jackson's MO. You know, he makes great things happen by scrambling around, giving his guys time to get open. But I do think, you know, some of these penalties, especially the illegal, ineligible receiver downfield penalties, like the one Patrick McCurry got late in the game, can be helped along by Lamar getting out the ball a little faster, giving the offensive linemen a little more, you know, just comfortability that they're not going to screw up or hold somebody in that time. But, I mean, ultimately, it just comes down to discipline. I mean, and it's just surprising to me that a team can be so focused on beating Pittsburgh and so uptight and so, you know, by their own words, kind of focused on the details and then screw that many of the details up. And I think, I mean, gosh, I hope this is sort of their come to Jesus game about those penalties, because it has just shot them in the side all year.
Kyle, what's happening at the Baltimore Banner on this Monday?
Well, we're going to go up for John. I'm sort of recovering from the 4-hour drive. I'll tell you what, when the Ravens lose, that makes that drive seem a lot longer back in the night from Pittsburgh. A lot of long thoughts and long hours driving down that road. I saw a couple Ravens fans driving back with me. Man, that was a tough one to stomach last night.
Well, still a lot of games left to be played here, and we'll see if the Ravens can get it all straight now. Kyle Goon, Baltimore Banner. Kyle, always appreciate the time. Enjoy John Harbaugh later this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
You got it, Kyle. There's Kyle. We'll come back, whip around. Tons happening in the world of sports over the weekend. On the hardwood, in the ring, on the ice, you name it, on the gridiron, we got you covered. Get back to your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Got Vinny's keys to look at. Ravens lost, so I'm guessing they didn't hit a lot of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello's.
Vinny and Haney's Whip. Brought to you by Fox Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Time for the whip around on this Take It on the Chin Monday. Ravens lose yesterday at Pittsburgh 18-16. Steelers in a very comfortable spot as we sit here on November the 18th. In the AFC North. Oriole news real quick. Yeah, they're moving the wall in, and we'll elaborate as the week progresses. As Mike Elias said Friday, we overcorrected. Ryan Mountcastle's probably like, okay.
Yeah,
we're good. This is all good. But if you're a fan of Austin Slater, Nolan, you're going to have to buy a White Sox jersey because he's reached the deal with the Chicago Ball Club. Austin Slater came over from the Reds at the trade deadline. This is John Heyman tweeting it out. So Slater,
go on. Think he gets 500 at bats there in Chicago? Who else are they going to play?
He might play all three outfield positions. He could be the king in his court and Kelly Leak and all that good stuff. But on the ice last night, Capitals been one of the big surprises so far in the NHL. They're in Vegas taking on those Golden Knights, and somebody's been drinking from the fountain of youth.
Protas lobs it ahead. Ovechkin for the hat trick here. His 31st career hat trick seals the deal.
Joe B on the call. Joe Beninati, a monumental sports. Alexander Ovechkin, as you heard, his 31st career hat trick as the Caps beat the Golden Knights 5-2.
Yeah, Caps won both. Caps won Friday night, Bob, at Colorado, which was a big win for them. They won, I want to say, 5-2. And then the winning again at Vegas. Vegas leads the Pacific Division. So, I mean, that's two huge road wins. They got Utah tonight. Ovi's 29 goals behind Gretzky now. I mean, he's playing good. And like you said, Bob, the Caps, you know, like a lot of, like McMichael and Protas, all those guys, you know, that have been kind of coming up and going down, they've kind of finally fit in, and they're about 25 years old now, so those guys are kind of playing better, and they're getting good goaltending, and the defense is playing well. So yeah, the Caps are playing extremely well, right? They're a point out of first place.
Utah Hockey Club, tonight on the schedule, and you know they were terrible last year in Phoenix, but they're 7-7-3, so acceptable in their first year up there in Utah. NBA last night, the Wizards, they get blown out
by Detroit, 124-104. Cade Cunningham, triple-double there. Bob Carrington, Baltimore, 11 points, 3 boards, 3 assists for the Wiz, as he's had a fine rookie season. It was Minnesota, 121-17 over Phoenix. Julius Randle at 35 for the T-Wolves. Damian Lee, Calvert Hall, DNP, coach's decision for the Suns there. It was Memphis, 105-90 over Denver. Santi Aldama, Loyola Greyhound, he had 6 points, 2 boards, 2 assists. It was Indiana, 119-110 over Miami. Miles Turner at 34 for the Pacers. Hayward Highsmith, Archbishop Curley, 4 rebounds and an assist in the game there for Miami. It was Houston, 143-107 over the Bulls. Sticks, Jalen Smith, he had 5.7 boards in the loss for Chicago. Cam Whitmore, the NP coach's decision for the Houston Rockets. Back from the G League, it was Dallas minus Luka, 121-119 over Oklahoma City. P.J. Washington, remember him, Kentucky, 27-17. Aaron Wiggins, University of Maryland, 7 points, 5 boards, 2 steals in the loss there. Speaking of the Terps basketball, Friday night, they lose to number 15 Marquette, 78-74. Deshaun Harris-Smith had a chance to tie the game in the closing seconds, missed 2 free throws. Patrick Queen at 24 for Maryland. Cam Jones, who we talked about Thursday and Friday, got to stop him. They didn't. He had 28 as Marquette gets the win. So Terps get Canisius tomorrow, a game you can hear on 105.7 The Fan. College football, Terps lose to Rutgers at home, 31-17. Maryland now 1-6 in the Big Ten. They host Iowa at noon Saturday. Iowa coming off a bye. They lost their last game at UCLA. Well, the Hawkeyes are 6-point favorites.
Yeah, I see the Terps being 1-8 in the Big Ten. Them and Purdue are going to be the bottom feeders.
And Purdue lost to Ohio State, and Penn State's got Maryland. Penn State's played for all sorts of super terrific national achievements. So, doesn't look like that 4 straight bowl win's coming at College Park this year. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is the whip around here on this Monday. There was an upset. Actually, a few upsets in college football, but the big one was BYU losing at home to Kansas. And my wife went to BYU for a year. She's like me at Calvert Hall. I mean, she was there, and she's in a yearbook. But apparently my music caused them to lose the game. Because we were watching late Saturday, and she goes, well, put on some West Coast stuff. So I'll play Van Halen, which is duh. Then I threw in a little Rat, and then she didn't like that. And then BYU lost 17-13. Catastrophic loss for them.
Oh, big time.
By the way.
Oh, yeah, because if Colorado wins out, Bob, would BYU make the championship?
I think so. They're still on a collision course, I believe.
Right.
But Colorado, they beat the banged-up Utah Utes. I thought it might have been a trap game for Colorado, to be honest with you.
This one might be. They got Kansas at Kansas.
Right, and Kansas just won at BYU. So crazy stuff there. And how about Florida? Getting busy on LSU this week.
I like that. Brian Kelly.
Not a fan. Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. That's the opposite of getting busy. They were not busy. Mike Tyson threw 97 punches in 8 rounds, 8 2-minute rounds. As that farce turned out to be what a lot of people thought it was going to be, myself included, an exhibition of the highest order. Both got paid handsomely, so congratulations to them. But according to Netflix, when they weren't having buffering issues, and I didn't really notice it. I think one time I saw the little circle go around, but we were clean. Did you have issues there?
Oh, it was a huge problem. Yeah. Netflix didn't work, and then, of course, you start scouring the internet for all your other sources, and those people are ripping their Netflix stream, so theirs isn't working. I ended up resorting to Antonio Brown's Twitter page. He was in the stadium filming the giant video screen at Jerry's World, and that was somehow the most reliable stream of the night.
And Bob, you know what they're saying? Because I was reading the articles, they're worried about Netflix for Christmas Day because they got the football games.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. So they were worried. So there's concern about that. Yeah.
But Netflix saying 60 million people.
Yeah. Well, they better get ready because there's going to be more than that watching Christmas Day.
And one of the funny comments after the fight, Jake Paul has more wins at Jerry's World than the Cowboys do this year. So there you go. This day in sports history, it's November 18th. Real quick, couple of Ravens games for you. Sunday Night Football 2012, Ravens beat the Steelers 13-10. Justin Tucker, who was just a baby,
He kicked two field goals. Jacoby Jones, rest in peace. He had a 63-yard punt return as Baltimore on their way to the Super Bowl championship beat the Steelers. And then on this day, 2018, M&T Bank Stadium, Lamar Jackson made his first start as a Raven.
Wow.
Remember, Flacco got hurt. They were coming off the bye. Yeah. They were 4-5. They beat the Bengals on this day, 24-21. Alex Collins, rest in peace. Gus Bus TDs. Justin Tucker kicked three field goals. Lamar in his first start, 13 of 19 for 150 yards. Rushed for 119 yards. As the Ravens, through 9 weeks, Vinny, they were one of the worst running teams in football.
Yeah.
And by the end of that season, they finished in the top five in rushing.
Maybe, well, I'm hoping that's what happens with the defense, Bob.
Both Gus Bus and Lamar over 100 yards that game. If you're on the phones, hang tight. You're coming up next at 410-583-1057. Got Vinny's keys, news from the Nest, top of the hour. Buy or sell, where's that early week money? Hey, Thanksgiving's next week. We could all use some extra dough for the holidays. They're 8-1 against the Ravens last nine games. Ravens 12 penalties. We talked about that. Three turnovers. Drop passes.
Yep.
Blown coverage, missed field goals, special teams, less than special. So beating themselves. They've lost four times. They haven't had their ass whipped yet. Like, Detroit put a spanking on Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Ravens put a spanking on Buffalo. Ravens haven't been spanked, but they're spanking themselves. And you could feel Lamar's, I don't know if it's anger, but it's just frustration and maybe even kind of at a loss for, I mean, why does this keep happening when we're apparently prepared to play on Sunday?
Well, I mean, Bob, Derrick Henry fumbles on the second play of the game and he doesn't fumble. You know, I mean, that was his second fumble for the Ravens, but they recovered the other one in the end zone.
Yeah, for a touchdown.
And likely he's got big, strong hands, you know, and that's not his normal thing. Maybe it's because he missed a couple weeks. Who knows? And then, I mean, Justice Hill's got good hands and getting it stole out of his, you know, and then Zay Flowers on the one bounced off his face mask, looked like he'd never seen the ball before.
Ravens lead the league in hit face masks this year from wide receivers.
So there was some crazy things that happened that disrupted the flow of the play. And then, you know, when you get the missed field goal, you know, because, Bob, I mean, you make the first one, it's 3-3. All right, we're back even again. Instead, all right, we're down. Then we go down again and miss it again. It's like, Jesus, you know, because you're taking away momentum and you're giving them momentum is what you're doing.
It's 58-80, 105.7 The Fan. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Super Rashide. Hey, Nolan, pull him up for me there. I'm a little frozen. Speaking of buffering, Super Rashide there in Detroit. What's going on?
What's up, fellas? This is Super Rashide, the inner city sports analyst here in Detroit. And before I get to my main point, I want to know, where do I send the bill to? Who do I send the bill to in the Baltimore organization for messing up my parlay like two or three times? Bro, games they were supposed to win, they messed it up. Let's start. Who's to blame? Coach. I'm starting with the coach. He doesn't know how and when to utilize Mark Henry properly enough. Duh.
Mark Henry.
This guy.
Derrick Henry.
Yeah, Derrick Henry. Derrick Mark Henry is what I call him. Anyway, he doesn't know how to utilize him properly enough. And I'm tired of him saying, he doesn't have to be an every down back. Okay, he doesn't have to be an every down back. At least make him the proper back at crucial times. They should have most definitely mixed it up, give them special plays. You got to do more with this guy. Also, I said it before, I'm going to say it again, fellas. They got to go out and get that Hall of Fame receiver. Try for Tyreek Hill. Try for you name it, brother. Listen, those receivers they got over there, they're not going to cut it. Not this year. I don't see it happening this year. If they can still get that Hall of Fame wide receiver, they got to go for it, man. Like I said, a Tyreek Hill. You name it, man. We need the best. Anybody that feels like they can get a championship with the Ravens, we need to go for that Hall of Famer ASAP. Devontae Adams, maybe. We probably can get him next year. And who's to blame after that? The defense. The defense has got to be tightened up big time. And then after that, Lamar is trying to be too fancy at times. I don't want to see him trying to do special trick plays and things of that nature all the time on a regular basis. So, those three areas they got to tighten up on. Coaching with Henry, better receivers, a Hall of Fame receiver, and then also the defense and things of that nature. So,
all right. Well, Super Rashid, A, thank you for the call. Now, is he talking about getting a receiver this year? Trade deadline's coming on.
Yeah, next year, I guess. I mean,
doesn't Lamar lead the league in touchdown passes?
Yeah.
Or was.
I
quarterback
just,
rating 120.
It doesn't mean anything if you don't have a Hall of Famer, though.
Right.
It's all null and void. And the defense yesterday? Come on. No touchdowns allowed? You got to be better than that.
And the other, the biggest thing about...
And I don't remember Harbs ever saying that Henry's not an every down back. I think yesterday was more like we were in a lot of second and long situations.
And the defense, how about 4-16 on third down, Pittsburgh was, for one of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah, they were 0-for for a while there, too. So, Super Rashid, I hear your frustration. Derrick Henry scored a touchdown in how many consecutive games?
11, right? Pittsburgh was 1 of 9 on third down in the first half.
But how many did Mark Henry score? That's the question.
I think he body slammed somebody into a folding table or something. Let's go to Rob in Riviera Beach. Rob, what's happening?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. My comments are on the offensive play calling. I have, first of all, I liked a few things I've seen the last few weeks, like Lamar doing the waggle. Derrick Henry getting screen passes, because you know when Lamar does the waggle, he's already moving. So if no one's open, he's already on the move. And the same thing with Henry when he's getting a screen pass, he's in the open and already on the move. My comment concern is in the next coming weeks is facing opposing teams that have the passing game. I don't think it's wise to get into an air war with teams that have passers like Mahomes. I think we should take what the – I think it would be wise to take what the defense gives you and to try to spread them out. And I think that would be – you know, because Lamar has the weapons to play both games. So I think, you know, taking what they give you and spreading them out, I think that's something that you go into, you know, the offensive game plans. That's just my thoughts.
All right, Rob.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no doubt. Mm-hmm. And, hey, look, Justin Herbert – he's starting to pick up the pace a little bit, throwing that ball to Rob's point, their next game. Ladd McConkey's become a dude.
Yep.
Quentin Johnston, after a terrible rookie season, he's become a guy. I mean, they won a shootout last night against Cincinnati.
Yep. McConkey's, you know, coming on, like you said. And Herbert had a good rushing day, too. He ran for quite a few yards also. So, yeah, they're going to be... It's going to be a tough game because their defense, their pass defense is good. So, yeah, it is a lot of former Ravens coaches and players.
Let's go back to the phones here on this Take It on the Chin Monday. Ravens lose to the Steelers. 1860, Vinny Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike in Baltimore. Mike, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, a lot of people want to blame a lot of stuff today, and rightly so. Kickers, play call, penalties. Keep this guy in your sights, though, on this day, because he's directly responsible for how our defense looks throughout the year. Not so much yesterday, but throughout the year. DaCosta. DaCosta in the offseason had a choice to make between his 2020 picks. One was a third round, one was a first round. Patrick McQueen and Medibike. He decided to give Medibike $90-plus million instead of giving Patrick McQueen about $40 million. The only reason why I say this is an important decision that might be really, really bad is because last year we had, if not the best linebacking core, one of two. And in the 4 years, if you look at Patrick Queen's stats compared to Medibike's, Medibike's got really one good year, and the three are just whatever. Queen was good every year, and then when Smith came, they became great. So defense could have been with Patrick Queen, and we could have had additional money to spend wherever we were weak, other spots in the defense, wherever you want to put. So today, when I see like Patrick Queen play for the Steelers, when I know we could have had him for less and been stronger, I feel like he got taken possibly, not as a fool, but maybe he got fooled into thinking Medibike was as good as he was for just 1 year.
Well,
It's the cap game. It's all about choices. And if you're deciding, you know, I mean, Queen was a Pro Bowler. Madubuike was a Pro Bowler. They're both same age, 24, 25 years old. One had 13 and a half sacks. One had over 100 tackles. And I'll bet you if you polled 32 GMs in the league and asked which one do you pay, I would say at least 31 of the 32 would say you pay the D tackle, you know, with 13 and a half sacks. Then, because people don't pay two inside linebackers. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, as good as he is, the Ravens didn't even make him an offer because they knew, and he knew, that they weren't going to re-sign him. And Mike McDonald, as bad as they need linebacker, they didn't go get him. You know, so Queen has played well the last two games. I'll say that.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Look at Vinny's keys as the Ravens lose. So I don't think you need to be Sherlock Holmes to figure out they probably didn't hit most of them. Got news for the next top of the hour. Going to take more of your phone calls there. So if you're on the phones, hang tight. We got you coming up at noon. We'll count that dough, hopefully, at 12:15 with buy or sell. Then we're going to look at the standings. Why are we going to look at the standings? Because right now the Ravens are up against it. Home field advantage, probably not going to be something they're going to have to deal with this year.
Vinny and Haney's keys to the game.
We're doing a hell of a job. We're resilient, we're moving on, and we're playing our ass off. It's an NFL football game right here.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Take It on the Chin Monday. Ravens lose to the Steelers 18-16. Frustrating game for Ravens players and fans alike. So improvise and adapt, move on, try to win at L.A. Ravens 2.5-point favorites, by the way. Early line against the Chargers, but Friday, Vinny did his keys to victory. Ravens didn't win, so let's try to connect some dots, keys.
Number one, I had less than 80 yards rushing. They rushed for 122, but they only averaged 3.6. So they had 34 carries for 122, which isn't bad. How about secondary handle the deep balls? Pickens on his slants and goes under 70 receiving yards for Pickens. Yeah, he had 89. But the secondary, you know, Stevens gave up one deep ball, you know, and that was it. And otherwise, they weren't even taking them because they took it away with the two safeties deep. Get Wilson to move off the spot. They did that. I mean, Owe had 2.5 sacks for the game. He had 2 in the first half. So, yeah, they were bringing some pressure, and they were collapsing the pocket a lot. So I thought that was a good job. Wide receivers and tight ends must win one-on-one coverage. Did not. I mean, I'll see it on the film tomorrow, but they couldn't have won because it didn't seem like there was people open, and Lamar was holding the ball long because guys weren't open. Number five, be the most physical team. Yeah, I mean, I would kind of say that was a push. I thought both teams were physical. What do you think?
When you get a ball ripped out of your hands for an interception.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And forced two fumbles, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll agree. I'll go with that, then. Be best on special teams. Oh, no doubt.
Do that again.
Missed field goal. And another missed field goal. Two penalties on special teams.
The buzzer's broken.
Yeah. Hey, Stout was kicking the crap out of the ball.
Yes, he was. The one was 70-yarder. He got a net of 50 because he put it in the end zone. And then the next one was Lamar be Lamar, Derek be Derek. Lamar, 220 passing yards and 50 rushing yards. And Derek Henry, 125. So, yeah, they did not accomplish that. And then last but not least, win the turnover battle. No, 3-1. So, yeah, they did not get. I don't think they got a key.
Wilson.
Oh yeah, get Wilson off the spot. Yeah, that was it. Otherwise, no. But you know what's funny is still could have won the game even with all that crap. I mean, I don't know what you guys. I thought they were gonna, like when they were making that last drive. I told Becky or Rachel or I said they're gonna tie this game. You know, and they're going to make the 2-point. I thought they would make the 2-point. They didn't. You know, and then in overtime, kind of like the Ravens. I would have liked the Ravens in overtime because they could score touchdowns and Pittsburgh could just kick field goals.
Didn't get to that point. Nope. I actually thought when Humphrey got the pick, that the Ravens were going to go down and score the go-ahead touchdown, and they did not. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan, we have time for a call? Let's do it. Let's get out to the phones. We've got more of your phone calls coming, by the way. News from the Nest, top of the hour, so get in here and vent, because I'm sure you're all frustrated with what happened yesterday. Go get Greg in North Springfield. Greg, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Yeah, the Pittsburgh Steelers rivalry is overrated. If you go back and look at Chad Ochocinco, if you look at the Tyler Boyd New Year's Eve catch that knocked us out of the playoffs, if you look at how Burrow has been shredding our secondary and those cliff-hanging, seat-squirming, nail-biting affairs this year with the Bengals, I mean, both games came right down. And then often the Pittsburgh game is meaningless when when the Ravens have already clinched things and Jackson isn't even out on the field. That's happened two or three times late in the season. So I think the Ravens are going to be okay. They'll not have a home field first seed or anything like that. But I don't think the sky is falling. The defense played great yesterday. And that was supposed to be our biggest problem. So I'm not too worried. I think we saw what we're going to get from Harbaugh and the going for the two at the end when there was sideline confusion and you could see the players panicking there and not knowing what to do before the 2-point conversion attempt.
Well, thank you, Greg. He feels, I guess, that the Cincinnati rivalry might be a little more intense than Pittsburgh, but yesterday's game, that was for first place.
Yeah.
I mean, Cincinnati, they're in the rearview mirror. They're done. They lost last night. But Pittsburgh took a major step towards winning the AFC North yesterday at Acrisure. Oh. Now, we can come up with all the excuses we want for the Ravens losing. Bottom line is they lost, and they're a game and a half out of first place right now.
I mean, the way the players were reacting and stuff, that was an intense game. I mean, there was a lot of pushing, shoving. That was like, you could tell that was a big game.
Let's go to Sean in Baltimore. Sean, you're on the Fan. What's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How you doing?
I'm all right, and yourself, man. I wanted to talk about that the game yesterday. Oh, the results, I wasn't too, you know, out of the way we played, well, not we, sorry about that, the way the Ravens played, and, you know, the two missed field goals, the defense, I want to clap it up for them, because they did a good job out there, man. We got to give them their props after all that hell they've been giving us through the season. But, man, look, we always on Harbaugh tail, and Harbaugh, that was crazy. You supposed to win Imano, wasn't supposed to change the play up at the end. But come on now, Tucker, I don't know what's up with you, man. You're going to say you're not going to change it up after one miss. Come on, Tucker. It's been all year. Like, let's be real, man. You need to chill with that Rofo. You're starting to sound like Harbaugh out there.
All right, Sean. But, you know, Justin Tucker's built up a lot of equity in this town for game-winning kicks, including the record breaker 3 years ago against Detroit. But we're in the here and now. And his inaccurate leg cost them a game. Not the main reason they lost, but it was a significant contributing factor to the loss yesterday.
Yeah, and he is not he's not performing up to his abilities. And is it concerning? Yeah, if this was the only misses he had all year, nah, that wouldn't be concerning. But he's had misses throughout, PATs, field goals, and everything is same way left. So something's Bob, when Stover was done at the end, and he was an older kicker. How was the ending there? Was he bad?
He kicked the game-winning field goal against Tennessee in the divisional round that got him to the championship game against Pittsburgh, but he never had a big leg. He wasn't kicking 55, 60-yarders like pretty much everyone can nowadays. He was still accurate, if memory serves. He just got old.
Right, yeah. Look, his last year, 2008, he was 40 years old. Hit 81% of his field goals. But if I'm not mistaken, 08, that final year, they were rostering two kickers. I'm trying to see if I'm not mistaken, there. Oh, Hauschka was the other kicker on the team at the time.
Who eventually replaced him.
Right.
And then got cut in 09, brought in Billy Cundiff. Hauschka goes to Seattle, wins a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then goes to Buffalo and, you know, made you know, Hauschka had a nice career when it was all said and done.
Yes,
Billy Cundiff was an all-pro for the Ravens in 2010. So, for the most part, Baltimore's kicker history has been pretty strong here.
Yeah. The reason I asked you was, you know, I knew Stover was older, and did he start missing kick? Kind of like, is this what, you know, we're seeing from Tucker? Is it the age factor?
Yeah, they were going forward on fourth and short a lot because Stover didn't have that big leg that Tucker has become famous for. But that's what it is. And the Ravens lose 18-16, kind of a dopey score because Pittsburgh didn't score a touchdown. Yeah. They kicked.
I did hear Tucker say in his interview, he says, well, you know, in the AFC North, we all play outside, not like some teams, you know.
I don't think he should be throwing shade at anybody if he misses two field goals here.
No, I mean, well, whenever he misses, he's always the first to take self-accountability.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not going to get on his case too much there.
News from the Nest coming up next. You want to join us? Get in here at 410-583-1057. Buy or sell. Let's count some dough. Let's get selfish. Count some money and talk about the sports subjects of this Monday, which are plentiful. NFL lunch, 1 o'clock. We'll look at our picks for this weekend. College and pro. Jared Dubin covers the NFL for CBS. He'll be joining us at 1:30. Yes, week 11's not done yet. Houston's taking on the Cowboys, but the Cowboys, I'm pretty sure they're done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.